This is KUT. For about a month now, the state of Texas has provided mosquito repellent to low-income women and children. It's an effort to prevent the spread of Zika, just in case the virus infects local mosquito populations. That hasn't happened so far, and there is still a lot unknown about what the effect of Zika will be in Texas. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, OBGYNs here are including Zika prevention in their regular checkups anyway.
Dr. Ashley Shakroon is an OBGYN with community care in Austin. She says screening for Zika has become the norm.
First of all, we screen patients at every OB visit, whether it's their initial OB visit or return visit, about possible exposures.
That includes asking whether they or their sexual partners have traveled to places with an active Zika outbreak. Shakroon says she's also advising all of her pregnant patients to aggressively prevent exposure to mosquitoes. And that's gotten a lot easier recently because the state has made mosquito repellent free for many of her patients, who are mostly Medicaid enrollees.
As soon as the state came out with coverage for mosquito repellent, community care was very quick in updating our system so that we could send the prescription, and now we send it for all our pregnant patients.
Now Shakroon says she writes a prescription for things like prenatal vitamins and mosquito repellent when she sees her patients. Pregnant women are most at risk when it comes to Zika. The virus has caused brain abnormalities in fetuses. Even though the state has had almost 200 cases of Zika so far, they've almost all been travel-related. There is still no evidence that Zika has made its way into the Texas mosquito population like it has in Florida. And we still don't know a lot of other things about the virus, which Shakroon says complicates things.
So there are so many unknowns that it is sort of a difficult situation. But the best we can do now is be honest with our patients about what we know and what we don't know and help them protect themselves.
Chris Van Dusen is a spokesman for the Texas Department of State Health Services. He says state health officials will continue to work with doctors in the state and give them information as they get it, too.
So certainly we're continuing to talk to doctors and share information that we get, the things that other states are seeing and information we're getting from CDC and abroad with them. That conversation certainly continues with doctors anytime we can have it.
Van Dusen says the state has been actively testing mosquito populations in the Rio Grande Valley, as well as staying on top of human testing. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.